and welcome to tonight's program. We're so excited you're joining us here from the swamp, obviously. We're right now in Washington, D.C., in the Rumble studio, of course. We're so happy to be here. We've got tons and tons of content for you today. First up, of course, we've got to talk FISA, because right now it looks like the House is going to take up a vote on all of this week. But specifically, what's taking place here is a vote on whether or not the feds should get warrants, obviously. And well, that's very important, something we talk about all the time. But a lot of our favorite congressional members are sounding off because, well, let's be honest, we all know this isn't going to pass. And Congressman Thomas Massie is the first one up who's telling you just that. In a tweet over the weekend, he said the U.S. government uses FISA to spy on Americans without warrants. This week, the House will vote to require the feds to get a warrant to snoop on Americans. Sadly, this vote is likely to fail. And then he says he really just wants this to be on the record, and rightfully so. But he's not alone, of course. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is also jumping in on all of this, saying that we have all of these unknown terrorists in America right now, and we can't have another 9/11 is what they're probably going to say to justify all of this. But let's be honest, folks, we all know, and she's being truthful here, talking about our unsecure border, that they don't care about those things. They just want to be able to spy on American citizens, and they're going to continue to allow anyone into our country without any regard. And obviously, Senator Mike Lee is also jumping in on this, saying FISA stands for Federal Investigator Stalking Americans, which, yes, we all know that is the case. And tomorrow, we should let you all know, for a programming note, Chairman Jim Jordan is actually going to be joining us, and we're going to be discussing this with him. But right now, we have one of our favorite guests joining us today, John Zajazny of America First Legal. John, thank you for joining us. It's great to see you in person.
Same here, Brianna. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So there's so much going on regarding FISA. Sadly, Congressman Thomas Massie is being open, and he's saying, I don't think this is going to pass. Mm-hmm. Do you think this has what it takes to make its way through Congress and to pass? Because I don't know either.
Well, I don't know. It really depends. I feel like based on what I've seen from Speaker Johnson and Chairman Turner, they seem to think it's going to pass. And unfortunately, the way they've operated from time to time is with Democrat votes. So I think really it comes down to one of two questions. Is this going to be a Republican-only victory? In which case, Mr. Massie is probably correct. It won't pass. Or are they going to pivot and rope Democrats in for the Spying on Americans Act, like you mentioned? I think then it would probably pass. Although, you know, you've never underestimate the ability of Democrats to not want to give a Republican a victory, even though they would want to vote for something substantively. I have to remember that Mike Lee thing. That's really great.
Yes.
The new acronym for FISA. That's pretty fantastic.
It is pretty fantastic because it's honest.
It's very accurate.
I mean, the fact that they were able to spy on thousands of Americans without having any warrants for this is pretty disgraceful in itself. Mm-hmm. But it continues to happen. And there's so many Republicans who aren't even speaking out about this. But there's also some Democrats who do support it, which I think is important, too. They do speak out about this. And that's where I'm a little hopeful on all of this. But what's the legality behind this? Because it doesn't seem like FISA was even constitutional from the beginning, and I don't understand how this hasn't been challenged.
Well, that's a good point, Brianna. What's really frustrating, I think, is that you see a lot of people who are saying, well, this is the point of it, and we're not spying on Americans. And look, you and I both grew up in the shadow of 9/11. Mm-hmm. We saw what happened. We recognize that FISA, which was first passed in the 1970s, needed an upgrade, perhaps for the digital age, mm-hmm. to monitor foreign communications with foreign nationals. But what was pretty clear is possible for you to scoop up communications with Americans. I don't think any of us envisioned a day when the federal government would weaponize that against Americans only. Mm-hmm. In other words, we were having conversations about you're picking up American communications with foreign nationals. How do we deal with their rights? How do we protect that? This federal government has just turned the cannons on the republic. So, what I find really disappointing too is some Republicans are, and you know, I don't put the Democrats in this category, but some Republicans are very dismissive of it. Mm-hmm. But it's a legitimate concern. And if the last 7 years doesn't get these guys concerned about holes in the law, I don't know what will be. It'd be nice to see a court say, look, the rules are different for Americans. It's usually how they react in circumstances like this. And I'm not sure why we haven't had that decision yet.
Yeah, I've never understood that either, honestly. When we go through all of this and we're talking about what they've done with FISA, it's pretty concerning, especially how they've manipulated against their political opposition as well. And do you see this escalating? I mean, if we don't get this vote to pass, do you see the federal government really just escalating this more? Because now that they really know that there's no consequences for any of this.
That's always a concern, Brianna. I think it's a legitimate concern. But I think the Massies of the world are not wrong here. And they're saying, look, this is problematic. We're okay voting no. We know you have other tools. It's not like it will hamper intelligence collection around the world. It won't. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice additional tool. It has allowed them to do certain things that I even if I knew about it, couldn't talk about. Mm-hmm. But when someone is saying, look, the federal government has been weaponizing intelligence collection domestically, which we always thought was sort of a sacrosanct thing that you wouldn't do, and no one's taking it seriously, you know, the Thomas Masseys of the world are right to say, look, let's just wait. I'm perfectly happy having this debate for the next 5 years until we get it right. And he's exactly right.
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy to me because I remember heading into midterms, we heard all of these Republicans saying, oh, we have the power of the purse. We could try to push back on the weaponization. Right. And here we are now. We've given them the majority in the House, and they've done nothing for the American people. Where can we – yeah, you have something to say about that.
I'd be careful and polite, but I will say this. I don't think most Republicans understand that their primary – or Democrats too in an alternate universe or even now the power of the purse is the legislative power. It is the real Article I power. Nothing else matters. Everything else is sort of window dressing. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop this nonsense, you cut off spending. I mean, I can't – you see the same press releases I see, Brianna. Mm-hmm. Chairman so-and-so says Biden administration's blah-bitty-blah. I'm like, okay, we'll cut their funding.
Yeah.
Cut the agency's funding. Cut that secretary's paycheck down to $1. Mm-hmm. Start basically preventing them from being able to have people come into work every day. Cut the budget of the agency. Show them you're serious. And Congress won't do it. They just want the, you know, the sound bite from a hearing or something. So maybe we'll get there someday. I think you've noticed the conservatives in the Freedom Caucus, and I mean, Democrats get this too. That's the thing. Like, they understand you want to shut something down, you cut off spending. They don't ever do that because they like to spend money. Their power comes from spending. The conservatives are at least saying, hey, look, maybe we should do this. And they're not in charge, unfortunately. We'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it going well if they don't do something now, honestly, coming into November. I think most Americans are a little discouraged from it. And, you know, we'll have that discussion tomorrow with, you know, Chairman Jim Jordan about that, because I think it would be interesting to get his perspective on all of that. I want to jump into what's also happening this week. It looks like House Speaker Mike Johnson on Wednesday is going to be walking down the two articles of impeachment against Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas across the Capitol into the Senate. It looks like they're going to have to force Chuck Schumer's hand in all of this to take up a vote regarding impeaching him. Do you see this passing? Because I think this is dead on arrival.
Do I think Mayorkas will be impeached?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Removed. Removed. No.
Yeah.
He won't be removed. That was going to be an uphill battle the whole time because it required 67 votes out of 170, so that was never really going to happen. But that's not the point. I think the point of this was to make sure that he was impeached, that this trial did happen, and in some ways to force the national conversation about his complete and total failure. And, you know, maybe along the way force a few Democrats and Republicans who don't think the border's an issue to take a tough vote and say, yeah, no, he's perfectly fine. I mean, I think that's what some Republicans were hoping for, that, you know, you'd get for example, like a Senator Tester in Montana or something who's up for re-election to vote no on impeachment. And then someone can use that at home for political reasons. But politics aside, the conversation about the border disaster needs to happen. You know, Biden's border bloodbath is largely unknown by a lot of people. You know, we eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. So you think, well, everyone knows about it, but they don't.
Yeah.
And I think this was one way to sort of get around the media censorship of the issue.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important too, because again, most Americans don't even realize what's happening right now. I mean, we are being invaded, and it's not just an over-exaggeration of words. We're trying to be dramatic. We are being invaded. These are not children who are coming into our country. These are not women looking for a better life. When we look at these images that the corporate media takes up, they're using that one little shot of a child with a mother coming into our country illegally. That's not what we're seeing. You talk to actual reporters who are there on the ground who aren't working for corporate media outlets. They'll tell you this is an invasion of young men of military age who are looking to come to our country and potentially cause harm. And as we see time and time again, DHS and so many other agencies aren't doing the background checks necessary to make sure that we're okay here. And I don't know. Do you think Chuck Schumer obviously is going to have to put together this impeachment trial. Do you think he's going to try to get creative with how to go around this? I don't even think Democrats really want to go on the record on this.
I think you're right. I mean, there's only so much they can do, right?
Yeah.
They can basically, I think there's an option for putting forth a motion for dismissal once it's presented. I think they can also sort of bury it and scuttle it over to some committee and have it die there, or have the vote in the committee and then it never gets to the floor of the Senate. There are only a couple senators who understand, you know, regardless of political party, how important this is. What's really frustrating is that they just don't seem to want to have that conversation. I understand why Chuck Schumer doesn't want to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is you've seen some Republican senators say, I don't know why this is important, guys. I'm like, well, if you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you at this point. But I really do think they probably are going to try and kill it, but it may just be easier to have a quick – I'm trying to put myself in like a strategist perspective here. Like, just do the 2 days of trial, get through it, get the vote, move on. Because if you don't have the trial and it's buried somewhere in a committee, what good is that? They're always, someone will always be banging on your door saying, why did you have to have this behind closed doors? Honestly, they've had their way with the media on this issue so far. So what would 2 more days be?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting seeing it all play out. I'm just so fed up with the theatrics at this point when it comes to just these fake impeachments. And we know they're not going to go anywhere. It's discouraging for the American people because I think a lot of people at home right now are getting upset right now with the direction our country's headed in. And so we'll see how that all plays out. John Zdrosny, thank you for joining me in person. This was so good to have this conversation face to face.
Thank you so much for having me on. It is the same. Agree. Good to see you.
Thank you. I know. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. Now you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. I just finished unpacking my latest order from MyPillow, and there's so much to tell you guys about. The new MyPillow 2.0 line is incredible. And it's not just me. Gia and Giuseppe are also loving their MyPillow dog beds. Gia is so obsessed with it. She wants to eat on it, play on it. She literally never leaves her bed. She is loving the MyPillow dog beds, and I'm sure your pups at home would too. And it's just not that. My best friend, Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she's loving it. She describes it as walking on clouds. It's so incredible. So make sure you head over to MyPillow.com and secure up to 66% off. It's an incredible deal. Make sure you use promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And you guys got to get there now once word gets out that these items are all on the market now. The updated ones, well, he's going to sell out quickly. You guys, I actually mean it. Gia, Giuseppe love the dog beds, but that's not the only thing they love, of course. A couple of days ago, I had to give them a bath and I used the MyPillow towels and Giuseppe was loving it. He was literally, I guess it felt like a hug for him. So he was loving it. I tied it all around him and he didn't want me to take it off of him. So he was really enjoying that. So again, if you guys want to go and support Mike Lindell, who you know is someone fighting for our country, head over right now to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code. You can use Brie. We've made it so simple for you as well. B-R-E. That's it. And that's the best promo code to use right now to secure up to 66% off. You got to head over there and give it a look. If you used his products before in the past, give it a look again because he's fixed them up. It's like a 2.0 line right now he's got going on. That's what you're going to want to get. I'm telling you, we're loving it. We're loving the bed sheets as well these days, the Giza sheets. So head over there, take a look around, use promo code Brie, B-R-E. Now, you guys, tomorrow we have a jam-packed program for you, of course, so you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you tune in. We'll be live from Washington, D.C. Have a great evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And, well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.